Dreamscape presents Reaper's Wrath, A Last Rider's Trilogy by Jamie Begley. Narrated by Elizabeth Hart. Chapter 1. Reaper felt the spell Jenny placed over him break as the factory door closed behind her. Brushing past Shade, he started for the steps, only managing to get one foot down before Shade called out to him in a mocking voice.
Where are you going? You just going to leave your bike in parts? I forgot my water bottle in the club. I'll finish it later.
Disconcerted by Jenny, he could only think of that lame excuse. Hurrying up the steps past train, he needed to be inside the club before Jenny exited the factory with Ryder. She had rattled his brain and emotions the day before when he heard her singing, and being so close just now put him in the same funky headspace she sent him into yesterday. Taking the steps two at a time, he reached the porch in record time. Moon, who was watching the door, took one look at his face and opened the door immediately. Walking through the empty clubroom, he made his way into the kitchen, bypassing the crowd waiting for breakfast, and headed to the fridge for a bottled water. He drank down half the bottle when he saw everyone in the room staring at him.
What?
He snarled.
Nothing,
Nickel mumbled, switching his gaze to the back of Sasha's head as they waited their turns to fill their plates. Deciding to eat before he finished working on his motorcycle, he got in line behind Nickel, telling himself he wasn't eating just because Jenny could still be in the parking lot. He remained rigid in his spot as Shade and Train came in through the door to stand behind him. At least the brothers were smart enough not to say anything to him as they waited for Nickel to fill his plate.
Jenny came at the perfect time. Ryder's ass is always first in line and he never leaves us any bacon.
Reaper didn't give a fuck if Train was talking to him or Shade. He didn't respond, focusing on taking a plate and placing a mound of scrambled eggs on it.
You can have the bacon. I want the waffles. Jewel uses the recipe that Jenny made when she worked for us.
Shade moved from behind him to his side to take a plate. Taking his fork, Reaper stabbed the two remaining waffles, placing them next to his.
At least you won't have to work out in the gym for an hour to work them off,
Train consoled Shade. Reaper glanced at him out of the corner of his eye. The brother didn't look upset at having the waffles stolen from him.
I'll eat the toast. The jar of jelly that Jenny brought in as gifts is still full,
Shade began. Going farther down the line, Reaper picked up the jar of jelly, placing it in the crook of his arm to carry.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?